please Almighty God to bless us together this evening as we meditate in his holy word. Let's turn to Psalm 118 and we'll read verse number 1. Interestingly, the first verse and the last verse in this psalm are the same. So the verse reads, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth for ever. It is a good thing always to be able to give thanks unto the Lord. All of us have many things to thank the Lord for. Many things in our natural life, and it would be a great blessing if we also have cause to thank God for his goodness to us in our spiritual life. So the psalmist tells us here, instructs us, O give thanks unto the Lord. And the reason, for he is good. And that because his mercy endureth forever. Well, I wonder tonight whether we can give God thanks for his mercy toward us. The hymn writer says, mercy is welcome news indeed to those who guilty stand, and every true believer needs mercy. And it would be a great blessing for us tonight if we can look into our hearts and realize that because of our sin, because we have offended God, because we disobeyed God, we need mercy. I wonder if we find ourselves in that position tonight. We realize that we do need mercy. We do need God's blessing. We do need his favor. And perhaps we can find those occasions when before God we've come and prayed that very wonderful prayer which is attributed to in that parable to the publican, the tax collector, who came and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. You see, there was in that man's situation a conviction that he'd sinned, and a realization that he needed mercy. Well, it would be a great favor in our lives today if we recognize that we have sinned before a holy God, and therefore we need mercy. And that mercy, of course, is the forgiveness of our sins. Perhaps we've never prayed for mercy before. If we haven't, it's because we've never realized our need. But what a blessing it is if the Holy Spirit has given to us that understanding that we are a sinner and that we do need forgiveness, and therefore we do need God's mercy, and to be able to come and say even tonight, the Lord is good because he's touched my heart, he's shown me in some measure what I am, a needy sinner. Well, it is the work of the Holy Spirit. It is the work of Almighty God to direct us and to convince us of our need. And when we're convinced of our need, to cause us to come and to cry unto God, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Well, may we all be able to look into our lives and see whether there have been those occasions when we have come before God with that plea, God be merciful to me, a sinner. It's a great blessing if God brings us into that situation. And every true believer comes there. Every true believer stands before a holy, righteous God and has to confess they are unrighteous, has to confess they've disobeyed God, has to confess they've come short of the standard that is set before us in the Word of God. And unless God has mercy upon them, they will be eternally lost. And the Holy Spirit works in our hearts to this end. It has an effect. It has an effect. May cause perhaps sleepless nights. We may perhaps be really concerned where we shall spend eternity. Have you pondered that? Have you asked the question, where shall I spend eternity? Eternity is before us all. None of us can escape it. Every person that is born into this world possesses an eternal soul. That means a soul that never dies. And therefore every soul will live forever. And every soul will either spend eternity in heaven or eternity in hell. What a blessing when the Holy Spirit makes us spiritually alive, so that we have a concern to know how it stands with our soul. In answer to that great question, is it well with our soul? I wonder if we're concerned about it. And what a blessing if by the favour of God we can say, it is well with my soul. And we will only be able to say, it is well with our soul, if we have received the mercy of God. If we have received the realization that God has looked upon us, and blessed us with a great and wonderful gift of eternal life. It's something that you and I cannot merit ourselves. It's something that you and I cannot receive ourselves because of our own ability. It's something which we receive from the good hand of Almighty God. And we come and say then, mercy is welcome news indeed to those who guilty stand. Well, what does mercy mean to us tonight? The psalmist tells us here, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. And he tells us why. Because his mercy endureth forever. You see, we're all here tonight, aren't we? Every one of us has disobeyed God. Every one of us has sinned. Every one of us needs God's mercy. And what a favour it is if we can realise that God has had mercy upon us. And God has had mercy upon us if there's been a beginning. And if that beginning is to reveal to us our sinful condition before a holy God, we come and recognize that we're unrighteous, needs no proof. No, we sorely feel the effect of the curse, the effect of sin upon us. And what a mercy tonight if we realize, therefore, that the Spirit of God has come upon us. There we were, careless, unconcerned, happy to just carry on in this vain world with no real concern about the condition and the state of our soul. But what a blessing if the Holy Spirit has come into our heart and given us that spiritual life. Oh, made us aware of our need and then directed us to the only way of salvation. The only one who can save us. What a blessing then to be directed to the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We may have often spoken about Jesus. We may have often heard about Jesus. But what does the name of Jesus mean to us? Can we say, in agreement with the hymn writer, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear? Well, the name of Jesus will be sweet to you and me if we are a convinced sinner before a holy God and need the great blessing of salvation. What a mercy then to be directed to the Lord Jesus Christ. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? In effect, you and I read the Word of God, have read the Word of God. What does Jesus mean to us? Is he indeed the one thing needful? What a mercy when the Holy Spirit shows us our need of a Saviour. The Holy Spirit has convinced us of our sinful condition and directed us then to the situation that we need to be delivered from the wrath to come. The wrath of God upon sinners is to condemn them to endless perdition in hell. But what a mercy if we realize the mercy of God, that he hasn't dealt with us as our sins deserve. It's a great blessing, isn't it? To realize we have a compassionate God, a merciful God. And it's a blessing when the Holy Spirit brings us into the condition and the situation that the Apostle Paul describes when he wrote to the Romans. And the description is very simple. And he said this, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me? What a blessing if you and I have stood guilty before God and have had to cry out from our heart, O wretched man that I am. We haven't thought we're a good person. We haven't thought we're a perfect person. We haven't thought that we really should be given the gift of eternal life. That we have earned it. No such thing. We're guilty before a holy God. And so to be brought to that confession, it's a mercy, it's a wonderful blessing to be convicted of our sin and to stand before God as a guilty sinner needing salvation. If you and I come there, this will be the effect. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. The Lord it is has come to me. The Lord it is who has made me spiritually alive. I was dead. I was born dead. The mercy of God, He's made us spiritually alive. That's why when the apostle wrote to the Ephesians, he was able to say, and what a blessing if it's true of you and me, and you hath He quickened, made spiritually alive who were dead. There's been a change. And you know, it's a dramatic change from someone who is dead to someone who is alive. Naturally speaking, it's not possible. Spiritually speaking, it's not possible to give ourselves life. But what a blessing it is if the Holy Spirit comes and gives us the gift of eternal life. It's something that you and I can never merit. It's something you and I can never work for to achieve. It's the wonderful free gift of God. Well, what a mercy then, if tonight we can look into our heart and trace the blessed work of the Holy Spirit, and therefore be able to come and say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. We will give thanks unto the Lord for His mercy. If He has looked upon us, we will come and concur with the psalmist, for He is good, amazingly good, to such an unworthy person. Perhaps we've sinned, we might say, against light and knowledge. Naturally speaking, we may know what is right and what is wrong, and we follow the way which is wrong. We've turned our back upon God. We wanted to enjoy ourselves. We wanted to please our flesh. We haven't been concerned about pleasing God. But what a mercy if it is true, the appointed time rolls on apace, not to propose, but call by grace. And that means to call us out of the state of darkness in which we were born into the glorious light of the everlasting gospel. And so the psalmist says here, because His mercy endureth forever. And it's really interesting and very instructive to realize that the next three verses really reiterate this great need for mercy. And he says, let Israel now say that His mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that His mercy endureth forever. Let them that fear the Lord say that His mercy endureth forever. What a blessing tonight if you and I can add our name and say, in our case, let His mercy endureth forever. You know, the psalmist tells us his testimony. His testimony is here. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. Well, you and I stand before God. You and I answer before God. It doesn't matter what people think. You may appear a very upright and honest and straightforward person, But the great question is whether you possess the life of God in your souls, whether you've been in distress, because the psalmist tells us here, I called upon the Lord in distress. When it's a mercy, if we're distressed because of our sinful situation, because of the things that we've thought, the things that we've said, the things that we've done, have caused us to come into this situation before a holy God. And we've had to call upon his name. That means we've had to pray to him. We've had to cry for mercy. I called upon the Lord in distress. I wonder whether you have been distressed before God, fearful of where you may end up because of your sins. Distress. What a mercy is that distress has had a good effect and has caused you to call upon the Lord. The Lord tells us to call upon him in a day of trouble. And that will be trouble, in distress. You'll wonder how the scene will end. You'll perhaps be fearful of going to sleep at night in case you wake up in hell in the morning. And so here we have then this great statement. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me. What a mercy we have a God who answers our cries, who answers our prayers. But you see, it emanates, true prayer emanates from our heart. It's not just a theory. It's not just something which is in our head. It's not something that we just respond to satisfy our conscience. It's because the work of the Holy Spirit has convinced us of our terrible need before a holy God, and has caused us therefore to come to this situation, to call upon the Lord in distress. You see, no one else knows apart from you and God whether you come into a position like that. And if you have, you all have reason to come and say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever, because his mercy has caused you to cry unto God. His mercy has caused you in your distress to come to God, and then to hear from him that he's put away your sins, and as a result the psalmist says, and set me in a large place, a place of blessing, a place of favour, a place of communion with God. How humbling it is to realise that we have such a God that we can come to. And then he tells us, the Lord is on my side. If God answers your prayer, God hears your cry, you'll have the evidence that God is on your side. And that's amazingly humbling, isn't it? To think that Almighty God is on our side. Almighty God has caused us to cry unto him. Almighty God has turned our affections Godward, away from the poor things of time, to the eternal blessings centred in the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord is on my side. You know, it's a wonderful favour, isn't it? When you and I have the evidence, which we will have, you know, let me be clear about this. Real religion is not negative. Real religion is positive. You may say, what do you mean by that? What I mean is this. We have the evidence in our very soul that God has commenced his great work there. That we're a different person. Whereas we care nothing for the things of God. We only cared for the things of time. God has changed us. We're a changed person. What are we? We're a new creature. We're a new creature. God has given us the blessing of divine life. Now, with that wonderful favour, surely we come and can understand how the psalmist commences and ends his psalm. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. You will desire, really, to give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever, because his mercy has found you, his mercy has come to you, where you are. What a blessing, what a favour. Oh, my friends, much causes are not to praise God. And the psalmist tells us in this psalm, it's a beautiful psalm, I hope you appreciate it as we read it down, and he tells us it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. You and I want to be encouraged through the word of God. You know, people can say things perhaps just to allay any fears. You will need God to speak. You will need God to confirm to you that it is well with your soul. You will need God to come and speak to you and tell you the blessed Saviour died upon the cross at Calvary to pay the price of your sin. And what a mercy if by his grace you come and stand at Calvary and by faith view the Lord Jesus Christ paying the price for your sin, that it's taken away, it's washed away in the precious blood of the Redeemer. Well, what a mercy then it is to have that trust in the Lord. And again, it's the glorious gift of God. What a mercy to have a God who does convey to us his mercy. And in conveying his mercy to us, he conveys to us his love. And we stand amazed that Almighty God should love such an unworthy person. We might say such an unworthy wretch as we are. Because when the Holy Spirit convinces us of our sin, we don't stand as a little sinner. We stand as a great sinner. We stand as a condemned sinner. We stand as a sinner needing mercy. Oh, what a blessing it is then when God looks upon us and hears our cry. Hears our cry because the work of the Spirit causes us to cry to God earnestly. It's not something which is just a formal statement. Nothing wrong in formal prayers. But when the Holy Spirit works, prayer becomes a reality. Prayer becomes the life of God in your soul. It's the breath of spiritual life. You need breath naturally to live. You need prayer naturally. You need prayer spiritually to live. What a blessing, therefore, if God has given prayer. He does. He gives us prayer. And it is from him and we can come and thank him for it. That's why the psalmist says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, and you will give thanks unto the Lord." If God gives you prayer, prayer to plead for mercy, prayer to confess your sins, prayer to come to God and not holding anything back, and to rejoice in the great truths of Scripture, like where we read, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." And that may evoke the question, how am I to be cleansed? You see, we don't learn everything immediately. The Scripture tells us we learn here a little and there a little, line upon line, line upon line, precept upon precept, precept upon precept. But what a blessing it is when the Holy Spirit then leads us line upon line and leads us from that condemnation, from that confession of our sin, to turn to the Saviour, to seek unto him, to come unto him. Oh, my friends, the gospel is glorious invitations. "Whosoever will," says the word of God. Oh, what a blessing when the Spirit gives us a willing spirit. You know, we're very stubborn in our nature. We're very stubborn, really, to come to God. We're very stubborn to pour out our heart before God. But what a blessing when the Holy Spirit enables us so to do, so that we come and understand the great truth. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And how is that achieved? It's through the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's through the sin atoning death of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's because the Lord Jesus Christ paid the price necessary to take away our sin, to redeem us. The Scripture tells us those beautiful words, "redeemed with the precious blood of Christ." Come back then. May God give us faith to come to Calvary and see there the suffering Saviour dying in that agony in order to redeem your soul and my soul. What a price had to be paid. It wasn't trivial, was it? It was the greatest price that could ever be required and the greatest price ever given. The Lord Jesus Christ, the second person in the Trinity, the true God, willing to sacrifice his life so that you and I might receive life. What a great and glorious exchange. What a wonderful transaction. What great mercy of God to save a wretch like you and me. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. This will produce in our heart that real desire to give thanks to the Lord. Your desire to honour and glorify his name, to think that the Almighty God was willing to die on your behalf. He bore the punishment instead. What a Saviour. What a God. What a gospel. Well, may it be true of each one of us. to be able to come and say, for he is good. He is. He is good, but you and I don't want to say it just with a head knowledge, just as a bald statement. We need to be able to say it because the truth comes from our heart. For he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Never fails. We fail. We fail. We sin. And we sin. Oh, my friends, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And the devil is at our shoulder, encouraging us to sin, encouraging us to turn away from God, encouraging us to do those things which are wrong and those things which are evil. But what a blessing it is that when that is so, the Holy Spirit of God directs our eyes to the suffering Saviour at Calvary. And to see there the Lord Jesus Christ giving his life, shedding his blood, that life blood, in order to redeem our soul, in order to pay the price for our soul, our sin. Oh, what a God. It's a wonder, isn't it? It's a glorious gospel that we have. Yes. And Father, on in this same psalm, the psalmist then says, save now, I beseech thee. You know, real religion comes to that time when we must know that God is on our side. We must know that God is the God who is saving us. And it comes like that. We want to know now. Save now. I beseech thee, O Lord. I beseech thee. Send now prosperity. Well, it's a mercy, isn't it, when God brings us to a position where we bow our knee to God as our Lord and Master. We don't bow down to the devil. Oh, my friends, how often we have. How often, perhaps, we still do. What a mercy when his grace comes and directs us to the cost of our salvation. And we see how the blessed Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, didn't stand back. He endured the punishment instead. The punishment for sin. Sin has to be punished. The debt has to be paid. The debt has to be taken away. And it's only done through the Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. He is good, isn't he? Amazingly good. Wonderfully good. And to think then, because his mercy endures forever, he hasn't dealt with us as our sins deserve. No, his mercy is there. He's heard our cry. He's given us the cry. He's produced that cry in our heart. It's all of his goodness. It's all of his mercy. It's all of his love. Do we not understand how wonderful a Saviour we have? The Lord knows about us. The Lord knows all about us. And in Nahum, that little book we read, a well-known verse, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. A stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knoweth them that trust in him. There we have a stronghold. The Lord holds us up. The Lord strengthens us against all the temptations of the devil. And how wonderful it is if God has put into our heart that cry, that new song, That wonderful blessing, isn't it? We read, don't we, in the 40th Psalm. You were known as a psalm I often refer to. It's a very wonderful truth. I waited patiently for the Lord. Sometimes he waits to be gracious, my friends. Don't give up. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my prayer, my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, the place, the situation that you and I get ourselves into, and set my feet upon a rock, established us upon Christ, that glorious rock, and established my goings. And then there was a wonderful change. What a mercy if you and I know that change. And he hath put a new song. A new song. We didn't know it before. But now through the grace and mercy of God, we do. The new song in my mouth. And what is it? Even praise unto our God. You all have cause to thank and to praise God. You will understand then what these words mean. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, just like David did, and tells us here, he hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Well, what a mercy. God enables you and me to trust in the Lord and to rejoice in such a statement as this. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Well, we might ask the question, do you know what that means? Have you been there? Do you want to be there? Is it your concern to be there? Is it your prayer that you might be there? Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, and to be able to testify from your heart, the Lord hasn't dealt with you or me as our sins deserve. And therefore we come and say, for he is good. He is good, because his mercy endures forever. He has been merciful to me, and I desire to come and to praise and honour his great and glorious name. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. Amen.